choices. Am I saying it right? All right. So since this is the kind of life we've chosen, and it's the life of the Spirit, let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. Now, what's he saying there? A lot of people with their heads will acknowledge Jesus as Savior, but they never allow the Spirit of the Lord and Jesus to become real in every... He wants to work, be a part of every detail of your life. Did you know that? He doesn't want you just to pick him up on Sunday morning for church and then leave him at the door and never have him not be any part of your life the rest of the week. Or he doesn't want you just to get saved and acknowledge him as Savior and then say, Lord, I'll see you again when I get to heaven. Is that the kind of relationship you want? Some people are okay with that. But I want you to know I want him in every detail of my life. This is what the word says. Let us make sure that we do not just hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implication in every detail of our lives. That means, now this is good, we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better or another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. And this is what I like. Each one of us is an original. Woo. I don't have to be like anybody else. Matter of fact, I don't know if the world could exist if there was another one like me. Say, I'm an original. There is not another one like me. My DNA is different than anybody else's. And when I sing my song this morning, He hears me. And that's that song that nobody else has. Nobody else can sing for me. Nobody else can praise for me. And nobody else can worship for me. I'm an original. There's not a pattern. It was the first one, and it was the only one. I'm an original. And I'm okay with that. Woo! Glory to God. Let's praise Him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's praise Him.
Above all things,
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arms,
His love endures forever.
By the grace of God, we will carry on.
His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise.
Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us. Forever and ever, forever God is faithful, forever God is strong, forever God is with us, forever and ever, forever. From the rising to the setting sun,
His love endures forever.
for the life that's been reborn. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever and ever. Forever.
Hallelujah. All right.
His love endures forever. 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 Forever. His love endures forever. His love endures forever.
Sing praise.
Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm an original.
And that's okay.
Amen. Amen.
I had one of those weeks this week. It started out bad and ended up being a lot better, but the DOT came in and did a full audit on us. We had an accident. They came in anyway. The end result was that they didn't change our rating. Do with them, but it's one of those deals where they come in, you feel like every day you've been called to the principal's office, you're there all day long, and you never know really what they're going to tell you, or when you ask your kids, you got something to tell me, and they're, no, and because it's one of those deals that it could have gone either way, they could have looked at something, and it's not that we're trying to beat the system or anything like that, but they take into consideration that, and that face-to-face helps, I mean, it's no malintent was not a malicious thing. So if there's mistakes made, there are mistakes made. But the way it worked out, the mistakes that they did find were minor enough that they were like, well, there's no problem. So I feel like, to me, that is God giving me relief in a way that may or may not be with the company, however you look at it. But I look at things like that as it's just a blessing throughout because it can go either way. And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that, you know, it's when you're not going to get disciplined necessarily more harshly than you should be type thing. But it was a relief by the end of the week, but all week was just like, oh, man, could something else go right? And then there's some other changes going on. But challenges, and God carried you throughout, and at the end, it worked out well for us. It was a blessing for me this week. Anyway.
His love endured through it all, didn't it? His love endured, didn't it? Amen. Praise God.
Everyone needs compassion, the love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. And Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Come on.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in.
Do you surrender?
Now I surrender. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
And save.
And Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Jesus,
shine your light and let the whole world sing.
Come on.
We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
And
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Shine your light.
Shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
What Miss Brenda told us about the candles, ladies. What's a candle supposed to do? Shine a light. That's what we're supposed to do, right? Not just sit in the closet, and not just sit on the stand and never be lit, right? Hallelujah. Father, we praise You. Hallelujah. Sounds to me like, Cole, that you had a week where it was kind of like, regardless of what was going on, you thought, how can I keep from praising Him, right? Amen.
Thank you.
echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come,
come on,
I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your praise? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through.
Oh, come on.
And sing the song you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
All right, church, come on.
I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I amazing is your love. How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart hard to sing.
Come on, let's do it again.
I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up. Sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing your love. How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes
am loved by the King, and it makes my heart.
Come on, one more time, say that.
I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Come on, church, praise Him today. Father Almighty God, thank You for the songs that You've given us. Thank You for the love of Jesus Christ, amen, that was shed abroad for us. Thank You, Father God, for the wind that's blowing, for the newness and the freshness. And I tell you what, church, if you're not sensing the newness and the passion and the zeal, you need to get back in that wind. You need to say, God, I want to get back in that wind. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm tired of the cares of this life. Drowning out what You want to do in me. No more will the cares of life shut me down or shut You down through me. Amen?
Ms.
Come
Laverne.
On. Yes.
Ms. Laverne, can I say something really quick? I'm sorry that I keep speaking out like every Sunday. But this morning I was really thinking about how church isn't just one day. It's 24/7, and people like to say it's a 24/7 job, but I mean, it shouldn't even be a job. It should be a pleasure. You should want to do it. And I don't know, like, if you're laying in bed and you're sicker than a dog, you should still be thinking about God and worshiping God. And if you can't even pray or whisper a word, like, turn on some music or something.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hold on, just, yeah.
Nail. That's why she's not here. My husband might have a blood clot or it might just be gout. I've got a great uncle that's died. He's got an uncle that's died this week. And I just need y'all to keep us in your prayers. But I'm so glad to get in here this morning.
Amen. Amen. We can sing in the troubled times. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
You know, of course, I listen to the song. And for some people, I enjoy the music. Okay? And I enjoy watching you all sing. And everybody's song isn't necessarily going to be actually music. It'll be what they say and do and how they profess themselves. It's like the life song. When I hear about a life song sing for you, it's not, it might be in your deeds and what you say and do, and that's what they see. Because, I mean, people express themselves different ways, and just because I'm not singing all the time doesn't mean I don't get the prayer, the message of the song. And it just, I mean, I look at that as like when I listen to that song, you do sing the praises, but it comes out just sometimes talking. Anything else? Or like I say, when you say my life song sings for you, it's not for everybody actual music, but sometimes it's just what they say and do. And just because I'm tapping my foot instead of just dancing around doesn't mean I'm not getting as much out of it.
Amen. All right, come on, let's praise Him and let's get in the flow, okay? There's a wind blowing, and it's a sweet wind too, church. Amen. You know, the Nicodemus, you know, looked out. I think it was Nicodemus. If I'm getting my story right, this just came to my head. But he's talking about the wind blowing. How can you see the wind? Well, you can't see the wind like you can't see the Spirit, but you feel the results of it. Amen. All right. It wasn't Nicodemus, was it? No. Was it?
Yeah, it was.
It was Jesus said that, though, wasn't it? Okay. All right. All right. Sweet wind. There's that breeze blowing. Come on, church, get in it.
Thank you.
promised land, a fragrant breeze of heaven blowing once again. Don't know where it comes from, don't know where it goes, but let it blow over me. Above, mercy drops are coming, mercy drops of love. Turn your face to heaven,
let it pour,
let the water pour, well, let it pour over me. Fire burning,
come on,
falling from the skies, awesome tons of fire consuming you and I. Can you feel it burning? Burn the sacrifice. Well, let it burn over me. Oh, sweet fire, come and burn over me.
Come on.
The wind is beginning to blow. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
The river is starting to flow. I can hear it.
I can hear it.
These are the days. The days of your presence. Seasons of change. Times of refreshing. Over and over, let your mercy cover me. Over and over, let your river run through me.
Oh, Holy Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit, pour down like rain over and over again.
You know, I've been reading some different places, different prophets, and I may have said this before, but they're talking about a great revival coming. And people say, you know, we pray for revival. Are you ready for revival, church? Are you ready for people to pour into this place? Are you ready for what it's going to take us who are here to take care of the people who are going to pour in? Think about that. Are you ready? Two people can't do it. Three people can't do it. If you're ready for the mighty pouring of the Holy Spirit and for revival to break out, you got to be ready. You got to do more than just come on Sunday morning. It's going to take something else. Two people can't do it, it'll dry up. You think about it. Pay the price. Watch what you pray for. Amen. For the revival of God to take place. Hallelujah. But we serve the living God.
every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Every hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you.
Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you. Hour of every day, I will bow my heart to pray and worship you. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the world.
You're the Savior of the world.
For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. Every day I come to you and lift my voice to honor you and worship you.
Every hour of every day,
I will bow
my heart to pray and worship you. For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the world.
For you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God. The Savior of the world, so holy, most holy, the ever-living God. Are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God.
You're the Savior of the
world. You're the Savior of the world.
Oh, you are the most holy, almighty, beloved, the ever-living God, the living God.
We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated right now at this time. Hallelujah. We're going to take up our offering if our ushers would come forward. Hallelujah. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you're working out all the implications and the details in our lives with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you said give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto you. And we thank God for that. Lord, I speak a blessing over this offering right now. Thank you, Father God, you bless those that give. Father God, that they see your hand mightily on them this week because they've been faithful to give to you. Thank you for meeting everyone's needs. In Jesus' name, we pray.
In the name of Jesus, wonderful. In the name of Jesus, wonderful. Jesus beautiful. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Son of God and one of us, lover of our soul. Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful? Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Chains are broken when it's spoken, every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful?
Will you stand with me?
Eternal King, you reign forever, and we will sing glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all we need.
Eternal King,
Eternal King, you will reign forever, and we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all we need. Your name is all we need.
There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. There is faith in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Come on, church.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
But Jesus.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name.
salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
I speak to your daughter, her foot's going to be healed, and I speak to your husband, that blood clot has got to be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Life flowing through everything, healing and delivering in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I know there's a lot of prayer requests. I just lift it all up, Lord, as they've got somebody on their minds. Just lift them up to the Lord, because there is freedom in the name, there is healing in the name, there is power in the name. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your mighty power and healing flowing. Thank you, Father, for your delivering power, delivering people from sickness, from cancer, delivering people from emotional problems and fear and anger. Lord God, I've lifted up Victoria right now, Father God, and I thank you for touching her and healing her and giving her your peace that passes all understanding. Father God, there's so many names. We thank you for salvation that's in the name. You think of somebody that needs to be saved this morning, lift them up. Jesus is coming soon, church. He's coming back. I don't know when. I don't know if it's tomorrow, next week, next year, or 10 years from now, but he's coming. And we need to do all we can do about getting people to realize the truth, to know that they've got a choice. Lord, we praise you. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you for your power. Flowing, Father God, delivering and healing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There is healing in the name. There is power. Say it here today. Nothing that has been said here today is by accident. Not one word was amiss or astray or by accident. But I have something to say to you today, says the Lord, and this is it. You are not an accident. You are not inferior. You are not made inferior to some other person. Do not look to your left. Do not look to your right. Do not compare yourself to some other person. For I have made you, says the Lord. I have made you fearfully and wonderfully. I have made you to be you. And I have made you and given you a song in your life. Yes, I say to you, I have given you a life song. Sing your own song and do not try to sing another person's song. Live the life I have given you. Use the talents I have given you. Stop looking around you and saying, but I can't do this and I can't do that. I did not make you to say I can't. I made you to be my instrument. You are my workmanship, created for good works in Christ. And so long as you look around you, you cannot be what I've called you to be. So do not look to your left. Do not look to your right. Be who I made you to be. Step into that for which I have called you to be. Every word that has been spoken here today has been a message for you. When it seemed like it didn't flow, it flowed. It was what I wanted you to hear, what I wanted you to say. Sing your own life song. Let my spirit flow through you. And if it looks different than anything you've ever seen before, Every snowflake is different. It was meant to be that way. You are a peculiar people. You are meant to be different. And you are each a unique person, says God today.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise, church.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. In the name, there is healing in the name, there is power in the name, salvation in the name, there is life in the name, there is no other name but Jesus.
Be seated. Church, that's the message. Danny, would you get the ushers ready? I wanted to know again, raise your hand. We've got some more books to pass out. Did you read your book or did you give it to somebody to read? It's a message of salvation. There are plenty back there. And who needs some? Raise your hand if you need some. You give them away. Give them away. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the reason we got them free is because we promised we would give them away. They tell the message of salvation. They start with Genesis, proclaiming why we need a Savior, why Jesus had to come. Hallelujah. Before I dismiss the church, the classes, I want to make, we got this brochure in the mail. This Wednesday, October the 7th. That's next Wednesday, a week from Wednesday. Over here at Trinity United Methodist Church, they're having what they call Created Creatures. It's Created Creatures is an educational program put on by Animal Tales with live animals with the emphasis on God and His creation. Now, it starts at 6 p.m., and I'm going to hang this up back there because your children may be interested in going. Live animals are going to be there. Sounds like fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. And Trinity's just back toward Columbia on the left across from OK Country Cooking, if you're not sure where that is. And I'll hang this back there and thank God for who He is. All right, I'm going to dismiss. Sure.
Tonight I'm going to be at Saloma Baptist Church, so... it starts at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, Taylor County's time. If anybody's going to be around and wants something to do, come on out. It ought to be a good time.
Amen. All right, I'm going to dismiss nursery and preschool children and